Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 1 Podcast.
Men, we are here on Tuesday and no baseball tonight because it all wrapped up last night, about last night. We'll have plenty to say. We thank all of you for making time. We're here for the next 4 hours. Your phone calls, a number of guests will be dropping on in, but let's get right to the headlines of the day. And it's all about we're champions, baby. LSU has done it again. Seems like we just got through talking about an LSU national championship in early April. It happened again. And look at that. 7 national championships for the LSU Tigers. They moved past Texas. Couple to go before Southern Cal, but still the talk of the country this morning. Skeens named the most outstanding player, and he got to celebrate on the bench watching last night because they didn't need him. They had the bats cracking. How about the second year? It happened for Kim Mulkey. It has now happened in baseball for Jay Johnson. And we're talking to you, Brian Kelly. You're up for the second year, and you'll be favored to make a run at it. Jim Harbaugh in the news. Why not? Michigan has added a beat Georgia period to football practice. Am I reading this correctly? Are fans around the country going to start chanting, "We want Georgia"? Remember not too long ago, it was someone else. Anyway, let's get right to that. Connor Riley joining us from Dog Nation. Connor, am I missing something here? Whatever happened to We Want Bama? Is that being replaced?
Yeah, I guess in Jim Harbaugh's mind it is. Now, Jim Harbaugh's always sort of done things a little differently in his time as a coach, but I do think this sort of speaks to the way that some people within college football view Georgia. Look, they've won back-to-back national championships, went 15-0 last season, and, well, yes, they do have some big pieces to replace this year, a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator. In my opinion, they're going to open the season as the number one team in the country, and based on title odds, they're the favorite going into the year. So, while it seems a little weird for a team that can only play Georgia in the college football playoff to have a beat Georgia practice period, I do think that this speaks to how maybe Michigan views this Georgia team, but Jim Harbaugh, I would just say be careful what you wish for, because the last time Georgia and Michigan played, it was a 34-11 win for Georgia, and quite frankly, the game was not as close as that score would indicate. Georgia physically dominated Michigan that entire night on the way to winning its first national championship.
We'll dig a little bit deeper into Michigan and what they look like. They're going to be one of the top 4 picks in the country, along with Bama, Ohio State, and of course Georgia. So that brings us to Georgia. We all think we are comfortable with the quarterback situation in Carson Beck. What do you hear, and how comfortable do you think he is going to be in that spot?
Yeah, I expect Carson Beck to be Georgia's starting quarterback this year. Obviously, Kirby Smart's going to play things close to the vest. I don't expect him to come out and publicly name a starter, but coming out of spring practice, I think Carson Beck entered with a lot of pressure on him to go out there and perform and prove that he was going to be the number one quarterback for this team. And I think with what we saw in the spring game, I think he had absolutely proved it. I understand you might be skeptical of a team that has not always been reliant on its quarterbacks to step in and have sort of a seamless transition going from Stetson Bennett to Carson Beck. But with what this team has in the offensive line, which is, in my opinion, the best in the country, and with what you have in the pass catchers between Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey, Dominic Lovett had a great spring coming in from Missouri, you have the pieces around Carson Beck to where it's going to be, I think, an easy transition for him to where he's going to have great protection. He's going to have the ability to get the ball to playmakers in space. And it's going to be an offense. While, yes, going from Todd Monken to Mike Bobo, it still, I think, is expected to be one of the better offensive units in the country. Now, it's not going to look like what Lincoln Riley does at USC, what Ryan Day does at Ohio State. But from an efficiency standpoint, this is going to, I think, be one of the better offenses in the country, even with all the turnover that they have. And I think that just speaks to the overwhelming amount of talent as a whole that Georgia has on this entire team.
Connor, assuming we get the quarterback situation taken care of, where is there any place else on this squad that you'd be remotely concerned about? And we're all aware of the number of players that have gone, but where would it be if you had to pick a spot?
I would probably have to say along the defensive line, outside linebacker positions. They lose Jalen Carter, the NFL draft. Nolan Smith also gone, even though he missed the second half of last season. They have a lot of talented players at those two spots, but I don't know right now if they have a true game breaker at that in those positions. You know, they like Michael Williams a lot. We'll see if he can make the leap as a sophomore there, but they have a lot of talented players on the defensive line, but there's no Jalen Carter. There's no Trayvon Walker. Even looking at some other, you know, recent national champions, there's no Quinn Williams from Alabama. There's no Will Anderson type player from Alabama on this team. And so, you know, Georgia can scheme up ways to create havoc, to create sacks, tackles for loss. But at the end of the day, they're going to need to have a guy that in big game situations, like against an Ohio State in the college football playoff, like against potentially a Michigan, like potentially an Alabama or an LSU in the SEC championship game, they're going to need to have guys that are capable of winning those one-on-one matchups against equally talented opponents. And they've got some time to figure it out with how soft their schedule is. But right now, we don't know who that guy is going to be, but there's certainly enough talent there in terms of how well they have recruited to potentially find that guy come game 13, come game 14.
Connor, it's an old subject, but it will be rehashed a few more times before now in the beginning of the year, especially at media days in 3 weeks. But the Georgia non-conference schedule set up, of course, because of Oklahoma, is really bad. And am I reading it correctly? Georgia Tech is probably the toughest non-conference opponent, which has become somewhat of a joke game on the Georgia schedule in recent years. We have UT Martin, Ball State, UAB has been good at times, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Paul. And I would say maybe bad isn't a strong enough word to just describe the schedule. And again, the SEC insisted that Georgia and Oklahoma not play this season. If you replace that Ball State game with the trip to Norman on September 9th, this schedule looks a lot different, even with Oklahoma having a down year next year. But not only do you have the non-conference schedule concerns, even its conference slate, I think if you stack that up to say what an LSU has to play with what a Bama or a Texas A&M have to play, you know, you have an Auburn team that's rebuilding. You have a Florida team that's rebuilding there. You do get Tennessee, and going to Neyland, I think, will unquestionably be their toughest game. But you draw Ole Miss from the West, a good program, a capable program, but not one that I think can match up with Georgia in terms of raw talent. And they do get that game at home. So I do think that, you know, when we get into November and we start discussing college football playoff resumes, Georgia doesn't have a lot of wiggle room in that sense. And look, they're going to go out there and want to play an A game every week and play to their best. But I do think that there is a world where we get to, you know, mid-November, but certainly before that Tennessee game when the rankings will have come out by that point. And there's going to be a lot of people wondering just how good this Georgia team is, given there's not a team on their schedule, at least in the regular season, that is playoff caliber, that quite frankly, maybe other than Tennessee, is top 10 caliber. And so you're going to know, we're going to get into really that SEC championship game where I expect it to be either Alabama or LSU, not knowing just how good this Georgia team is. And, you know, last year they had a game against Oregon. The game against Tennessee was against when the Vols were the number one team in the country and they had a healthy Hendon Hooker. So while, yes, Georgia has in some ways earned the benefit of the doubt by winning back-to-back national championships, with this team in particular, I do think that there are going to be questions about just how great they are, especially as we get into the bigger stages of the year in the college football playoff discussion. And I do kind of expect Kirby Smart to use that to his advantage and say, hey, guys, look, a lot of people are out there questioning how great you are. Let's go into the SEC championship game and show them just how great we can be and why we are absolutely one of the best teams in the country.
Connor Riley getting us started this morning, this afternoon from Dog Nation. We appreciate it very, very much. We have a number of other guests that we will get to and your phone calls. We want your reaction to what happened last night and to everything else. John U. Bacon, Michigan extraordinaire. Phil Steele's magazine is out, and he will be with us for a preview and your phone calls right after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And I'm sure when you turned the game off late last night, you started thinking who, maybe you weren't, but I was thinking, who will be the first caller today? Will it be that Florida fan who insulted LSU Nation calling with a mea culpa? Would it be Augie, hand in hat? Sorry that he called the LSU players bums, the coach a disaster. And that was after losing a single game in March to Arkansas. Or would it be the loudest mouth LSU fan on the face of the earth and even the universe, Dwayne, calling from Louisiana?
You know damn right who it is, buddy. Hey, let me tell you something, Paul Feinbaum. Look, you tell Michigan Jim Harbaugh, hey, you let him know we're going to get Georgia first. He needs to take a step. Hey, you need to get out the way. We want Georgia. We coming after Georgia. We want Georgia. We going to see Georgia before anybody. We going to kick
you had Georgia butt. Last year, and you lost by about 30 points.
Yeah, but what this year? But we want to do Georgia. But anyway, to you, bombs away. Bombs away. What?
Nah, I'm listening to the maestro. Yeah. You keep going.
Bombs away. Hey, you talk about two safeties, huh? What they put up? They put up two safeties last night, huh? Two safety points, huh? Huh? With those smart remarks, huh? Yeah. Let's tell you another thing. Hey, Peter Byrne say, go to Baton Rouge, you win a title. It's Title Town now. We the new Title Town.
Yeah, but Dwayne, if you want to play, didn't Florida beat you guys by more than you beat them last night on Saturday?
I don't give. We set the record. Look at the record.
I think Florida scored, this is Alabama.
Hey, we don't give with that.
I think Florida had, two more runs than LSU did in the aggregate?
We got 14 runs. Yeah, we beat them. We dog them out. Just like you said, bombs away. You tell everybody else. You want to win a title? You want to win a title in any sports, in any college sports, come to Baton Rouge. Come to Baton Rouge. Now. Hey.
Dwayne, I'm just a guy that punches buttons. I'm not here to engage. I'm here to listen.
I know you ain't gay, but I know you don't like LSU. You're an Alabama fan. Hey, we got something for all them Alabama fans and Georgia fans this year. We gonna win it in football too. We gonna win it in football this year. Yeah, I said it. We gonna win it in football. We the new Title Town. We took over the South. We the team to beat. Yeah. Dwayne,
you lost four games in football last
year. Man, what would we do this year? What would we do this year? Hey, we got the number one quarterback coming back in the SEC. Watch how we run that offense. Watch how that defense goes. Hey, why that front seven for that defense? We're going to shut down everybody. CBS predict Alabama going to lose two games. Guess who they going to lose to? Everybody say, LSU. One of them. And Tennessee. They're in the flip with Tennessee and Texas. I think Texas going to get them. Then LSU going to get them the second time. Second game. Yeah, in November. Yeah, CBS give Alabama two losses. And we one of them. Now. Hey, we ain't going to run the South, baby. Brian Kelly, it's your turn now, baby. Brian Kelly going to win it, baby. Hey, we the new champ. Go Tigers. Go LSU.
Matt, up next in Louisiana. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good. Always good to talk to you and your audience. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Congratulations to LSU baseball. What a fantastic year. Fantastic College World Series in Omaha, or otherwise known as Baton Rouge North. Man, if you would have asked me a week ago if we'd be number one in the country and Paul Skeens only pitched the first game in the World Series, I'd have thought you were crazy. So hats off to the bullpen and just everybody involved. What a great trip. Now, my real reason for calling is for our buddy Nick that called in yesterday from Alabama or Bel Air, Florida, or wherever he's from with his identity crisis. I don't know if he was sincere or not, or just trying to stir the pot with his comments about the LSU fans and being the, I think, quote, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, the armpit of the SEC for a fan base. Evidently, he doesn't get out much, because I tell you, I travel a lot. I have the pleasure to travel this great country. No, the honor to travel this great country with work and leisure, and I'm always sporting the purple and gold. And I'm always getting pulled over either in airports or even last week in Washington, D.C. doing a little sightseeing from Alabama fans, Virginia fans, fans from all over the country saying what a great time they've had when they visited Baton Rouge, or what a great time they've had here and there. What a great spectacle and support LSU fans have in Omaha, which, by the way, I've been there a few times, and if you haven't, it should be on your bucket list. And they roll out the carpet to the LSU fans. They really, really do. So thanks to everybody in Omaha as well. And it's special in Omaha. And I don't know why they do it. I guess it's because we travel hard and support our fans and spend a lot of money on Jell-O shots, amongst other things. But, so Nick, I don't know where you're coming from, but evidently you don't get out much and get to really see what the LSU fans do. And I'll give you another example. Our shortstop, Mr. Thompson, he started off a little rough. He was in a slump at the plate, had a few errors in that second game against Florida, cost us some runs, no doubt about it. There was a couple of bad eggs, as usual, in every fan base that called for him to be benched and replaced. You know what? I don't know if anybody caught this, but it was a social media event since then, and there was tens of thousands of people supporting that young man. And he hung in, and he showed up yesterday. And if you saw the crowd, which, by the way, I didn't see a whole lot of blue and orange in that crowd even before the first pitch, they were supporting him like no other. So, Nick, you need to check yourself and catch a grip. That's all I got, Paul. And
thank you very,
Paul,
very much. Matt, thanks so much. Great to hear from you. John is in Louisville. You're on the air. Hey, John.
Hey, I agree with Matt. I was actually up in Omaha. My brother did a three-year deployment on the Doomsday plane up there in Offutt, so we have a family gathering, steak and golf. And every restaurant, it was nothing but LSU fans. And despite what Mr. Snobness says, there can't be nicer people than LSU fans. Happy for Dwayne. I think he'll come out of his shell now. And Does it not seem like yesterday when that number one fan said they were playing like bums and take a miracle to turn the team around?
Yeah, it's. I don't want to pile on Augie because you know it's not worth it's not worth the spit.
I know. Hey, Paul, I'm not sure if you saw the article or the news on the new NCAA rules on NIL that somewhat clashed with some of the states like Texas.
Yeah, essentially, the NCAA put out a rule today, put out an advisory saying that it's fairly technical, but in essence, if your the NCAA rules are the guiding, the moral guiding compass now, that they will supersede your own in-state rules, which I don't, I mean, I understand constitutional law, John. I don't understand NCAA rules where the NCAA rule is going to supersede the actual law that governs NIL, which is a state law.
You know what it tells us, too, Paul, is the states are moving much faster than the federal government on any type of guidelines or laws. So that's
I would refuse to abide and challenge the NCAA to take me to court.
Well,
where,
again,
where their congratulations. Record is a perfect 0 for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy for Dwayne. Go LSU.
Yeah. Thank you very much. We'll talk about that NIL rule, but I'm almost to the point now where talking about anything from the NCAA seems like a waste of time, considering that they can put out all the advisories and all the guidance that they want, and they're still not going to do anything about it. So what difference does it make? We'll take a break. More of your phone calls in just a moment right here.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Early in the program, day after another national championship by LSU. Legend is next.
What's going on, my black hat brother? What's
Legend.
Going on, baby?
Glad to hear some Bama love on the show after all those Tigers.
Man, LSU could have all them sports. They ain't getting football. They forget about that. Brian Kelly ain't ever won nothing. Can somebody tell me what Brian Kelly's ever won? Bueller? Anybody? Bueller? Nothing. How old is he in his 60s? How many national titles does he have, Paul?
He's still young.
That's what they say about me and you, brother. We still young.
He's 62. There's plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of time to get right out of town. Plenty of time. Yeah. Yeah, I hate a faker. That's what he is, going down there with that old fake-ass Louisiana accent. But that ain't why I called, Paul. I'd like to talk about two of your callers, if I could. Would that be all right, sir?
That would be excellent.
All right, first call, and I don't want to get interrupted by some white trash redneck going on in here interrupting what I have to say.
No concerns.
I want to get it out.
This call is yours.
All right. Caller number one, Jim from Tuscaloosa. Biggest liar, Paul, that's ever stepped on this show. Biggest liar, Paul. The Bible says a wolf comes in sheep clothing. Tells you that the devil can quote the Bible. Never been a bigger liar than Jim from Tuscaloosa, Paul. in between culinary classes yesterday, I turned on the show in my car and heard him say that he got an offer for a triple-A contract with the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Is that what I heard him say, Paul?
The Dodgers and the Phillies.
The Phillies. Let me get it right. All right. That is a damn lie, Paul, and you know it. If anybody knows baseball on this show, it's me and you. I know your first love was baseball, and you go way back with the Cardinals. I don't know if you was a Yankee fan, but I've been an Orioles fan all my life, Paul. All my life, I've been an Oriole fan, baby. And you know, and I know, if Jim Palmer, Boog Powell, Brooks Robinson, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Ronald Odoo Jr. started at single A, there's no damn chance that Jim from Tuscaloosa got a damn offer for a triple A team, Paul. Now, you tell me the truth or not. Was that not a damn bald-faced lie that he told right here from the knowledge that me and you have of the game of baseball? Was it or was it not?
Yeah, I grew up following baseball. That was the only sport I cared about until I was 15 or 16 years old. And I have never heard of someone who didn't play college ball go straight from high school to AAA.
Even Ken Griffey Jr. went to a single A, Paul. He went AAA the same year, but he started
and by
out
the way,
in
legend,
single A.
Not to get too deep in the weeds, but if you are a prospect, a really great prospect, they'll probably send you to AA for a couple weeks.
Jackson Holliday, the number one pick in the draft of the Orioles this past year, son of Matt Holliday, 10-time All-Star in Major League Baseball, number one pick, Paul, went to the Instructional League. He's hitting .400 in his first year, and he's at high single A. You know that man came over here yesterday and told a damn lie. You are a liar. And you're of your father, the devil, the liar, Jim. I call you out for coming on here lying as a fake, phony-ass caller, but putting down every caller on this show talking about they ain't real. You betrayed God by talking about sports, but you did say one thing you got right. You don't know a damn thing about baseball. Not a damn thing. So keep your mouth shut and stick to your stupid, insecure comments about yourself. Now, the second caller, Paul, Then breaking news right now from the Feinbaum courthouse, breaking into the Feinbaum show. The jury has just came back with a verdict. Augie from New Orleans has been on trial for being a baseball moron and a gridiron dumbass. Let's go to the courthouse and get the verdict. The verdict is in from the jury. How does the jury find? We find Augie from New Orleans very, very guilty of being a baseball dumbass. What a dumbass. Keep your mouth shut. You betrayed your own team. You betrayed your own state. You ain't nothing but a closet lawyer that ought to keep your damn mouth shut with your buddy Jim when it comes to sports. This was one of the best baseball teams that I've ever seen in college sports. And I file college baseball yearly, baby. And I pull for all the SEC teams. It's the one sport where I do. And this was one of the finest teams and should be celebrated. The LSU Tigers are the Alabama Crimson Tide of college baseball, and you, Jim, and you, Augie, are complete moronic dumbasses. That's the news report for the day, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm out.
Jim is next.
I just happened to turn that on in the middle of it. I hadn't listened to the show until 2 minutes ago. But I'm going to tell you something, Paul, and I hope you'll let me finish my – you let that moron, that devil – he's a devil. He is a devil. But you aided and you've been aiding and abetting him against me for years now. He's a jealous, murdering scumbag. He has murder in his heart. Everybody that listens to him can tell this guy is still a murderer. He hasn't paid for his sin. God will deal with him, and even you, Paul, for aiding and abetting that lying scumbag murderer. Everything I told you is true, and I told Jamari the circumstances. I didn't go straight from high school. I was 21 years old when I went down there when they wanted me to come and check and see if I could still make it, and they said I could. Well, anyway, that's a fact. I didn't know. You've got all the facts that are not facts wrong. You've abandoned this guy. I'm going to quit this show, Paul, because it's a pure piece of garbage. But I want to say something to that stinking lying murderer. You're a low-life scum of the earth. There's nobody on this earth, nobody any worse than you are. None of them in D.C. are as horrible as you are because you're jealous as hell. You are jealous of Jim. That's who I am, and that's who you are. Jealous, murdering in your heart, scum, lowlife, lies. I could say more words, but I get kicked off the show for saying them. But you're everything vile, everything wicked, everything evil, and you're a pure liar. And people know what I did. It can be proven what I've done. It can be proven what kind of athlete I was till I was injured. And you're just nothing but a loud mouth. Pin your name on the back of a jacket, call yourself Legend when you're nothing but a phony-ass liar. Legion is your name, full of devils, full of hell, full of evil, and hating people all the time. There's nobody that's decent that likes you or this show when you're on there. That you're full of crap. You're full of lies, and you will, God in heaven, will deal with you at one point. I guarantee you, you have not yet paid for your evil sins. That's all I've got, fine mom. And keep aiding and abetting him because he's jealous of me and he's jealous of page 54 because it's all the truth and he's the liar and he's the devil and he's a son of the devil. He serves the devil. It's obvious. Thank you.
We'll take a short break. More aiding and abetting right after this break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Back to what Jim said a minute ago. It is a fact. There have been a handful of players in history going from high school, college, directly to Major League Baseball. But it's very few. And all we were talking about, whether or not Jim, who did not play college baseball at 21, suddenly got an offer from the Phillies and the Dodgers. But I'm sure he can back that up. I'm sure he can prove it. I'm sure there's a record, there's a trail, there are pictures, there are contracts. And we look forward to seeing all that as we continue here with the show. Jason is up next in Georgia. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, Legend took a little thunder away from me because, I got the same thing. I don't believe one single word of that. And I'm not a baseball expert. But you don't have to be. All you got to have is a fully functional brain to know that it was 100% full of you know what. There's no way that Jim, he's so full of it, almost every day he's full of it. I mean, I've heard him talk during the football season. Did you think Saban has him on speed dial on Monday, call him on Sunday to find out what he did right, what he did wrong, and what he needs to do for the next week? That's Kevin Drake. That's what Jim does. He refers to himself as the third person, and he's going to call anybody that questions everything in the book. I mean, Paul, you've been the devil incarnate, whatever that means. I mean, it's just on and on. I wish he would quit the show, because he's starting to just get on my nerves. It's insulting to have to listen to somebody so full of it. I mean, he'll call and you'll laugh along with him, and I can tell you're having to make yourself do it because it's not funny. So just call him out. Jim, you're full of it. I don't buy it. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Matt is up next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, brother. How you doing? Look, about the cars that I got to Jim, I don't care. We all stay safe forever, but that's not why I'm calling, Paul. You want to know the real reason I'm calling? Don't question me on my Aggie pride. I've been through the good, the bad, and the ugly. Remember you asking me to ask if I like Franchione? I said I hate Franchione. So don't you ever question my loyalty to my Aggies in football and basketball, because I was born an Aggie, once an Aggie, always an Aggie. And this year's a comeback year. It ain't gonna be those stupid Aggie Longhorns, those dumb LSU fans, you know, Augie, Legend, William, and trade all my family and brothers, all my black cat brothers as well. But don't you ever question my Aggie pride. This is a comeback year, you stupid LSU fans. Texas ain't gonna beat Alabama. They're gonna get slaughtered by Alabama. We're winning the West. So shut up, LSU. Dig him, Paul.
Was he telling me not to question his pride anyway?
Trey.
I think he just called me out. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Trey.
I'm trying to reach the aiding and abetting Paul Feinbaum. Would this be him?
You have reached one of the disciples of the devil right here.
Okay, I got the right number. Hey, Paul, that call from Dwayne, was that live from today, or was that a recording from one of his last 10 or 15 phone calls? I couldn't tell the difference.
That was when he was out on the boat.
Okay, so it's been a while. Hey, Paul, can you believe LSU and that bad sportsmanship last night? I mean, they had a run on third in the eighth inning, up by 10 runs, and they tagged up and scored another run. If I was a Florida, I wouldn't even try to throw them
Shameful.
Out, Paul. I'd just
Shameful.
Taken my ball and gone home. What do you think, Paul?
I was rather disappointed. I thought they should, once they had a 2 or 3 run lead, which didn't last for about 5 seconds, they should have just said, we're done. We don't want to beat you badly like you did to us.
Totally agree with you. Hey, Paul, I got a question for you about 2024 schedule real quick. You know, we're not having any divisions. If we have a team 7-1 and we got 2 or 3 teams 6-2, I'm sure there's a million tiebreakers. But I'm going to tell you what's going to fans are not going to understand and when the crying's going to come in from either any fans. Those three teams, you can't do head-to-head if they've all beat each other, so a tiebreaker's going to knock one of them out. And then another one's going to get the second spot. And the team that got knocked out is going to be crying because, hey, we beat that team, they got in, that's going to be unfair. That's going to be the biggest problem of that. What do you think about that, Paul?
I think it's entirely possible, but until we hear how it's laid out, I'll defer. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Trent Dothan, Alabama, is on the line. Hello, Trent.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
You think Jim's really going to quit the show this time?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. My thing is, Paul, I mean, it kills me if he claims to be a Christian, but then he sits there and he condemns people and he judges people and he throws their past up in their face. That's not what a Christian does. I mean, he needs to keep the name of God out of his mouth. Nobody believes the word they say. I mean, honestly, I mean, he belongs in a mental institute. There's something wrong with him. Like, seriously, he's an habitual liar. For him to come on here and say some of the stuff that he does and have the nerve to think that people actually believe him is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah, Trent, one thing about sports and one thing about the opportunity to play sports is usually there is some recollection by someone. If you get offered a chance to play minor league baseball at a high level, someone would have to know that, wouldn't they?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And you can tell when he starts to stutter all over himself anytime he's questioned about it or anytime he has to give out details about it, he starts stuttering over himself and he, back to what I was saying.
Trent, I don't deny that he believes that he was that good, and maybe he was, but all he has to say is, if you don't believe me, call this person or that person. I mean, there's always somebody around. I mean, based on what Jim says, he's really not that old. So we're not talking about having to dig up old bones. We don't need an archaeological dig in Egypt. I mean, all we have to do is call somebody. I'm sure the Dodgers have somebody, have some record of making the offer, wouldn't you think?
Oh, 100% false. I don't know. I mean, nobody in their right mind believes anything he says anyway. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead. I'll just go on record as saying I do not believe him when he says that.
No, and he definitely needs to quit claiming to be a Christian, because that's definitely not what Christians do or how they behave or what they say. I mean, that's just...
Well, remember, though, Trent, the reason why he said he quit talking ball here, do you remember that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't want to have to repeat it if I don't have to, but it was something that happened between Jim and his maker. And I just wish he would call us and give us one shred of evidence and say, hey, by the way, it was in 1979. It was in 1989, and the GM of the Dodgers called my – I mean, you just don't get called off the street, do you, to be given a major league contract?
Yeah, if he wants, I mean, everybody to believe him, I mean, it would be very simple to prove that, you know, he played, got the ball, or he offered.
By the way, Trent,
if
he would give me the year, I happen to have been a sports writer in the state of Alabama during that time, I could probably dig it up in a matter of 30 seconds.
Oh, well, it's 2023. If you can solve murders that occurred 30 years ago, you could definitely prove that, you know, within probably –
I might not be able to prove it if it was in the 60s or 70s, though.
That's true.
But, of course, that's not the case, considering he's a young man, after all. Right?